There's never been anything to think we didn't see each other.
I think I got it. I'll do a little story and straighten it out.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Tell me,
what's your feeling about Vietnam?
Oh, I'd just depress you if I told you my feeling about Vietnam.
I won't know it.
Well, I've always thought, that it's always unwise to assume that other people would stand for things, other great nations would stand for things we wouldn't stand for ourselves. And I just think that if there was a hostile power in Mexico, communist government, she wouldn't be able to keep the drunks from flying out of Dallas and Houston and Chicago every Saturday night until we got those bastards the hell out of there. And I hate the Lord will strike me dead for saying anything in favor of Mr. de Gaulle, but I've always believed that in the long run, his experience or France's experience is right, that nothing big can be done there over a long period of time without the acquiescence of China. There's no sense in talking about long-range things because we got a short-range thing and we can't do anything about it except go on doing what we're doing now. I don't think we got any easy options. We can't get out and we can't go smashing into China a la Mr. Goldwater.
All right, now that's exactly the way I look at it. I've never discussed it with you, but President Eisenhower said, here, I've got this problem on my hand, and whether good or bad, or whether he was wise or unwise, after he did, he wrote Jim a letter and says, I want to help you help yourself any way you can, and I'll help you economically and militarily and spiritually and any other way I can, but you'll have to help yourself, and we'll do our best to save your freedom. Basically because our national honor is at stake. We've got a treaty, and second, we like to see people free. We love freedom ourselves, and we've helped other people keep theirs. And third, it's very important to the world. So he writes in that and said, our policy will be to do this. Now, not to go in with our own troops, ground troops, or with our own air, not to drop atomic bombs and burn the trees and not to involve China, but we'll help you. Now, some of them come along and say, Mr. de Gaulle says you ought to do that you ought to have neutralization. We say, all right, we'll neutralize. We'll get out and come home if you get anybody to agree to leave your neighbors alone. And Mr. de Gaulle, every day I send somebody back to him and say, give me your blueprint. He said, well, we haven't got any yet because you've got to be strong, and you've got to have strength out there, and you've got to get in a shape where they're willing to sit down and talk, and they're not willing to do that. But someday you'll have to do that. Well, we say, okay, we're willing to do it any day they're ready. But we've seen no indication that the Chinese, or the Vietnamese, or the North Vietnamese the Viet Cong are willing to leave South Vietnam alone. So neutralization, I say that to Mansfield. Where's your plan? None of them got a blueprint, so neutralization's out. Some of them, almost like Mansfield, are ready to pick up and come on home. Church, Greening, and Morse. And I say, have you ever considered what that means? And so you reject that. So the only thing you've got left is try to make this thing more efficient and more effective and hold as strong as you can and keep this government as stable as you can and try to improve it as you can, and that we're doing day and night. And
so
okay, my friend, come by and see me.
I will, sir.
All right. Bye.